Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees.
Good morning, KVATX, clear.
Good morning, 05 hundred hours. Cloudy, 21 degrees. Good morning, 06 hundred hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good morning, 07 hundred hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good morning, 08 hundred hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good morning, 09 hundred hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good morning, 10 hundred hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good morning, 11 hundred hours. Cloudy, 20 degrees. Good afternoon, 12 hundred hours. Cloudy, 20 degrees. Good afternoon, 13 hundred hours. 21 degrees. Good afternoon, 14 hundred hours. Cloudy, 22 degrees.
It is 54 out right now.
I said, would you say 34?
No, it's 54. 54.
Oh, 54, that's not bad. QSL, is that the high for today?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of windy, though, so that accounts for it.
That's what we're having in Michigan, windy and cold. 20 degrees outside.
Do you like it being windy and cold? And how warm does it usually get in Michigan in the summertime?
Oh, between 70 and 80 degrees. Get up to 90 sometimes.
But nothing like Texas, right?
Oh, you guys get 100 degrees and over in Texas, right?
Yeah, most of the time. Well, I don't know, but yeah, that's analog, so that's what happens. Those are called key clicks.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net. You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
K1KF3 in Belfast, monitoring.
K1KFC, WB9CSP. Good afternoon. How are you? My name is Richard in Terrace, Texas.
Oh, very good afternoon, Richard. Thanks for the call. My name is David. I'm in Belfast, Maine. And I got WB9, and I didn't get the last three letters correctly. If you'd repeat that, Richard, I'd appreciate it. Over.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Okay, I got you that time. Thank you, Richard. Well, it's about 22 degrees here and sunny and kind of windy out. I just stepped out for a little walk around the block, and that was enough of that. And I'm just listening around different frequencies and repeaters and reflectors, exploring ham radio again. I've been first licensed back in the 60s, and then this is my third go-around with it. And, of course, a whole lot has changed, but a whole lot still seems very much the same. And so I'm just enjoying talking to people all over the place. So go ahead. WB9CFT, are you still there, Richard? This is K1KFC.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready for my net here in a few minutes. It starts at 2 p.m. Central Time or 3 p.m. Eastern Time if you had a chance to stick around. But, yeah, I'm just making sure everything's all connected and stuff. But other than that, not too much else going on. It's 54 down here in Paris, Texas right now.
All right, well, it sounds pretty warm on this end. So tell me about this net. I'm accessing a repeater here in the state of Maine, and I wonder, is that net carried over to St. Peter as well, or how does that work? Go ahead.
KFAUU, short break.
Yeah, go ahead, KFAUU. And meets every Saturday, 2 p.m., it's a general check-in net. Go ahead, UU.
Jay, if you're on frequency, NAWJL, KFAUU, 10-meter FM is open. KFAUU clear, 7-3.
Alright, let's check it out. Thank you, Lester. NAWJL clear, 7-3.
But yeah, the other station, this net, it's like a general check-in net, and it meets every Saturday, and it's called the Everything Net. We talk about pretty much everything and anything, except for religion and politics, obviously. That's, you know, kind of a no-no.
Yeah, very good. Well, I probably will listen a little bit. Yeah, that always used to be the guideline, to keep away from the religion and politics. I will say that there's a lot of people that don't follow that, but I generally try to. I mean, at the end of talking to somebody, I might say, you know, God bless you or something, but I'm not getting into religion any more than that. So, thank you for that information and for the call in general. And I'm new to this, Peter. I'm trying to get to know more people in Maine, and this is quite a way south of where I live, but it's in the state. So anyway, I'm exploring around and loving it. Thank you, Richard. Have a very good afternoon, and we'll listen in on the net a little bit. WB9CST, K1KFC, Belfast, Maine. It's clear.
Yeah, I'm going to get ready for the net. But, yeah, good to talk to you. And hope to hear you on. I think there's other people on there when I'm not on there. They might also have some nets on that system that I don't know about on KA1SHU. So, yeah, but if you're new to ham radio, congratulations on getting your ticket. And welcome to ham radio.
Well, thank you, sir. I've been around it a long time. I first was licensed back in 1963, and been right up through. I guess I've held every class of license there is now. But I'm back in it, and I'm really appreciating it. Thank you for the introduction here, and we'll say 73 for now. This is K1KFC, clear.
And WB9CST, monitoring.
WB9CST. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Good afternoon, everybody. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. The name is Richard in Paris, Texas. Happy New Year. And this is the first net of the new year. So I wanted to welcome everyone to the new year, and thank you for being here. So I think today's question is, let's see, what are your plans for the new year? I think that's what I like today's question. So with that, I'll start taking check-ins. Come now, WB9CST. I think I got it that time. KF0JHO, did I get that right? Your audio was a little on the low side.
That's correct. KF0JHO, this is Ken, and for the new year, I'm going to focus on getting to the gym and spending more time reading. Those are my goals. KF0JHO.
Roger that, Ken. Yeah, that's a good resolution, or not resolution, good plan for New Year's. So, yeah, thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CST.
Jeff, afternoon, Richard. WI-9HF, Chad and Tangerine, Wisconsin.
Well, there's Chad, WB9HF, WB9CST. Good afternoon. How are things in Janesville, and do you have any plans for the new year? Go ahead.
Everyone, there's one in Cheers. Good afternoon, everyone on the net here, and Happy New Year. It's 18 degrees in Janesville. I think it's sunny. So, a little cold, but hey, it's January, so gotta expect that. New Year's, I don't make New Year's resolutions, because 9 chances out of 10 they don't last. But, for my ham radio, this year I wanna, we're gonna put up a third repeater up in Portage, Wisconsin. That's about 30, 35 miles north of Madison. So we'll have a, basically a interstate corridor communications link all the way from Rockford, Illinois to Westfield in central Wisconsin. So that'll be a pretty good sized coverage area. Do that this year hopefully. And also gonna go take an HF rig, go to some parks this summer and try and get some general public to come over and check out the radios, talk to them on ham radio, and get more people interested in the hobby. So that's basically my goal for this year. Maybe get the schools involved locally here too. I would recommend people doing that in their local area, maybe getting the schools, kids involved, science classes and stuff involved in ham radio. A lot more than just talking on the radio. So, back to you, Richard, to WI-9HF.
Yeah, it's definitely fun when you get people on the radio, and especially new people. That's the fun part. But thanks for checking in, Chad, and you actually rephrased the question a little bit. Good to hear you. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
This is KB9ZBX, Erica in Janesville, the other half of WI9HF. And right now, my New Year's resolution is to take my husband out for his birthday. So,
a Happy New Year. And my New Year's resolution is going to be to clean up my to-do list. I'm not going to put anything on hold. I'm going to try to get the old do list done. Back to the net.
My New Year's resolution, I don't make them either, but my resolution is to be more organized and be a little more efficient and to stop being afraid of computers. Year my resolution, but every year I get a little bit more organized. Happy New Year, everybody. KD9VBX.
Cheers. Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, John.
Alright, let's make sense of this here. KD9ZBX, Erica, I got you. Thank you for your comment, and good to hear you and Chad. Somebody was after you, Erica, so I'll get them because I didn't get the first half. I got the last half, but I'll get that call in a minute. John, I got you, W8TOY. So the person who was after Erica, where I got the last half, give me your call again. I missed it off the FAQ repeater system.
Kilo Charlie 1, Victor Lima Kilo. Your name's Kevin. Kilo Echo Victor India November.
Okay. All right, I got it that time, Kevin. KC1ZLK. So I'll come to you since you were after Erica. You've already answered the question, so I guess I can ask you, how's the weather up that way? Go ahead.
In here in the state of Maine, and it's about 26 degrees. We're along the coast here, so it's sunny, 26 degrees. We're below normal. Usually the high for this time of year is about 34. Back to you.
Wow. That's not too bad for Maine. I don't know too much about Maine to make any assumptions on the weather, but I know you guys being so far north over the rest of the U.S., snow is definitely nothing new to you guys.
It's not nothing new to us, but I'm right along the coast, and I'm about maybe 5 miles from the Atlantic Ocean here, and we've been getting nothing but rain here, but up north, they've been getting pounded with the snow. So it's been a pretty mild winter here along the coast for sure. Back to you.
That actually is kind of surprising considering most of the time when you're by a body of water, you get the effect from it. So that's, I guess that's kind of good in a way, but who knows? If it's anything like Missouri or Texas, it might change. But I think you're new, Kevin, to this net. So welcome to the Everything Net. I'm not sure if you've heard it before, but it meets at 2 p.m., Eastern time, not Eastern time. I don't know why I said that. I was thinking of it. 2 p.m. Central time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Go ahead.
I heard of this, Richard. I came in a few times long back, about a couple months ago. And just before Christmas, I came on and we chatted. And, yes, I am familiar with this. I've been in here, checked in, you know, maybe twice. Probably about my third time. Yeah, and we talked to you, and you're supposed to send me a Christmas card. My heart's broken, Richard. I was looking in the mail. I didn't see one from Texas. But no, I'm just kidding. I know things happen. You probably forgot all about it. But I'm not going to hold it against you, Richard. Back to you.
Well, you know how crazy the mail system is. It probably got lost. I hate when that happens, but thanks for checking in, Kevin, and glad to hear you, and hope to hear you again. So I'll move on to John. Hi, John, WATOY. How's the toys going? Do you have any plans? Since it's the new year now, go ahead.
Okay, you and Richard and everyone else on the net. Good talking to you and hearing from everybody else. Well, like it's been said a couple times, resolutions, that's more a fun party thing. Nobody takes them serious, so I don't waste my time with them anymore. But I have one goal. One main goal, and that's to go to my next New Year's Eve party, December 31st of this year. That's my main goal for the year. How about that, Richard? Also, it's been mighty cold in here in Michigan today. We got hit with an Arctic blast. Like, it was down in the teens last night, I think. It was cold. Go ahead, Rich. WATOY.
Yeah, I was reading about that on AOL. Not that, you know, I checked the news there or anything, but when I get to open the app on my phone, it'll automatically pull up to the news, and I saw that. I think you guys in Ohio and a few other places are getting it. It's kind of cloudy here and cold, but it's too warm. It would probably do it at night if it does it at all. So, since I haven't had you do it in a while, John, go ahead and make the announcement for tomorrow, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm going to make two announcements. One is a DMR announcement, so let's go with that one first. If you have TGIF on your DMR, you know how to program it, you have your account and all that set up. If you have TGIF, 7:30 p.m. tonight, on 31268, talk group 31268, there's a trivia net run by a friend, Brad, who puts a tremendous amount of work into getting these trivia questions. I mean, nobody has aced all the questions yet, let's put it that way. So that makes it interesting. You learn, you have fun, you talk, all that good stuff. So if you're not doing anything at 7:30 Eastern time tonight, 6:30 Central, stop by that talk group. 312-268 and see if you can answer the questions. Stand by one. And you know, I don't remember the talk group name. Rich, I don't know why I don't remember it. WAHP-R, I believe it is. Our club has a Sunday night net at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. It's open to all. It's not just club business or anything like that. Usually there's some, a lot of times there's interesting questions and stuff like that that are radio related. So if you feel like checking in at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Eastern Time, on EchoLink WHP-R, or locally, if you're local to Oakland County, Michigan, it can be found on 146.040 with a PL of 100. Either way, stop on by, say hi, and it's just our little club net that's been going on for over 50 years. This net has been running continuously, nonstop, through COVID and everything else. For over 50 years. There's supposed to be one other one that's longer, but doing over 50 years is a pretty good accomplishment. So with that, I will send it back to Richard W8-TOY.
Good job, John. You are doing retired toy things. but thank you for those announcements. I'll have to see if I can try and get on a droid star and check in for the one that I didn't mean to try and find some nets on there to check into besides my normal ones. But I need to remember to connect you guys on Thursday to Handy Ham. I keep forgetting to do that. But anyway, thanks for checking in. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP.
This is KA1USA, Lisbon, Maine. Name is Roger, KA1USA.
Yeah, KA1USA, that is a cool call sign, Roger. How's your day, and what's your plans for this coming year? you know, like setting up a radio or taking a vacation or what's in store for Roger this year. Go ahead.
I wasn't sure if there were other stations I wanted to check in, but I appreciate you letting me in. I'm actually coming to you on a friend of mine's system, Doug Gordon's KA1SHU system over here in Maine. So I didn't know there was a net on this afternoon, but apparently there's a net that Doug must have, or you must have tied into our system up here. Great to meet everyone. I don't know what net this actually is, because I just came in and I heard people talking in eight land in different areas here that were definitely not in one land. So I'm going to have to ask what sort of net or who's running this net or what this net is called, because I'm not coming to you on your local system. I'm coming to you on a system that's either patched in here, but I'm not sure. Anyway, great to hear everybody on. Tomorrow, I'm going to celebrate a birthday. That's going to be the first thing that's going to happen. I'm going to drum at church. I've been playing drums there for 20 years. And then I'm going to have some Red Robin burgers. I think it's free burgers on the birthday there, so turn 58. And, yeah, I hope to get an HF system reset back up. I have been off HF for quite a few years. I have a nice Kenwood TS-2000. With the speech module, as I don't have any eyesight. And it's just sitting here on a desk, all nice and comfortable-like, but no antenna hooked to it there. I've had a bad luck with antennas. Being this Maine, we have bad winters here in Maine, and so antennas don't do real well. Long wire, dipole antennas get beat up pretty bad over here at the wintertime. And so this year, I hope to get the HF rig set back up here, and hopefully we'll continue on, and hopefully my employer will keep me employed. I work in the accessibility sector. I analyze corporate websites and work on all kinds of mobile apps and all kinds of apps testing for accessibility. So hopefully the company will continue. The economy is going to be better now, I think, now that we've got some new folks at the helm. Anyway, if you want to come back to me and tell me what sort of net this is or what the net is called, that would be tremendous, and I will be happy to stand by and listen around and maybe make some new friends here. So this is KA1 USA. Name is Roger in Lisbon, Maine. I will turn it back to Net Control. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just leaving a break there. Yeah, Roger. Well, I had to do some reconvincing for Doug because a lot of people at first didn't like it there, and I had to, you know, kind of sway him. Hey, it's only an hour, you know. It's not like I'm doing this for 2, 3, 4 hours, but it's called the Everything Net. It meets at 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We talk about pretty much everything and anything, and, you know, the topics can vary week to week, and sometimes they're not even related. But I figured since it was the new year, and the question before the new year was, what was your New Year's resolution? And that one didn't really spark too much. I kind of figured, well, I wonder what people would, or people's answers would be if I asked them, you know, kind of like, what do they have planned for their year, you know? So I figured to kind of ask it that way. Back to you. You have any other questions about the net? KA1USA, WB9CST.
Hey. Well, very cool, very cool. Well, great to meet everyone, and glad that our repeater is getting some use. That is fantastic. Great to meet you there. I hope you had a great Christmas, and I hope you're having a great 2025, everyone on the net. And very nice to meet everyone today. Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, we get some folks on the frequency that are not usually here. And I guess you've been here before, but I have not been here before. I mean, I've not been on the net before, so I Didn't know there was a net on our local repeater. I think that's fantastic. I think that's great. Well, thank you so much for letting me in. Sure appreciate everyone's generosity, and I sure appreciate Doug letting you host it here on this system and on other systems across the U.S. So thank you very much. I hope everyone has a wonderful 2025, and I will stand by and listen out. This is KA1USA. Thank you so much, and thanks for getting on our system here so that we can get a little activity here in Maine and make some new friends. Well, thank you so much. This is KA1USA back to Net Control. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Yeah, it's definitely nice because surprisingly, I actually don't get many people that check in from up there. I have another repeater connected from up there, KC1ETT. I can't remember where he's at, but yeah. Surprisingly, I don't get too many checking in from up there. So glad to have you, Roger, and thanks for checking in. You're welcome back anytime. And with that, I'm at the bottom of the list. This is WBNCSB and the Everything Net, looking for some more check-ins.
This is Foxtrot Zero, Mike, X-ray Victor. Not sure how I'm making it in on RF.
You're lucky I'm wearing headphones, MXV. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to hear you hardly. Your audio is pretty low, but I got you. KF0MXV, WB9CSP. Good afternoon. How are you? And what's your plans for the start of this year? Go to a ham fest or buy new radio? What do you have for us? Go ahead.
Yeah, I've turned up the gain a little bit, but yeah, as far as the New Year's, I don't really have too many plans, just try to pursue my self-taught skills, I guess you'd call it, and as far as how I'm doing, I'm fine. I'm in St. Louis, so we're getting prepared for the storm that's about to hit, and hoping that it's, you know, white impact in the metro area here, because that's a lot of people. So if we go without losing power, I think we'll be all right. But I believe there is some areas that will have some issues. So, yeah, we're just trying to figure out what to do around my neck of the woods. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm just letting everything cycle and making sure it's, you know, getting a chance to reset. But, I think it kind of bypassed us, the weather. So I'm unsure of if we're going to get anything at all out of it. Probably just the cold and maybe some rain if I had to take a guess. But, I know Missouri, especially if it's going to go through the area, I think it is, Waynesville, Lebanon, Rolla, going up towards you guys, that'll probably get it. And probably Springfield and Joplin, if I had to guess, but, I don't know. It's been a couple of years since I lived there, so hopefully it'll skirt north of you guys, like towards Quincy and stuff, if it does anything. I like the snow, but I don't like the snow, if that makes sense. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's like it's snowing right now, but it's a little weird how it's set up. I'm not sure, you know, the accuracy on it, but the last map that I've seen is a pretty widespread area of snow on the top portion of St. Louis. I believe it's late nights in the middle up to quarter inch or something like that, and then below us is pretty much all ice and then a couple inches of snow on top of that. So, you know, and that stretches all the way from, I believe it was North Missouri, some of maybe South Chicago, all the way down to, I think Memphis is in there on the snow pattern and ice, and so we're in the middle of it, so it doesn't matter if it's just north or south, we're pretty much getting it.
W.
Well, that doesn't sound in good, but at least you're prepared for it as best as you can be. But, hey, you know, don't forget the most important things if you go outside or have to drive, you know. A shovel, some sort of emergency signaling, some kitty litter, and some salt. Those are the basic things I keep with me when we go anywhere, so always be prepared for that. But thanks for checking in, MXC, and glad to see you made it on time today. I know you, sometimes you don't make it until the end, but good to hear you. And with that, I'm at the bottom of the list. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything yet? Come now, WB9CSP.
WB9CXT, this is AD8FK, Leonard in Medicine Heights.
Yeah, I'm in WB9CST, AD8FK, making somebody else want to jump in on top of you there. How are you today? And I've already got an estimate of what the weather is like there. And I'm sure you've heard the question, but if not, you know, that's all right. And it would be, what is your plans for this year? You know, like a vacation or, you know, buy a new radio or travel somewhere or, you know, something special. What's your plans this year, Leonard? Go ahead.
Well, let's start with today. We started out today, it was cool, for sure, yeah, about 17 degrees this morning, and we went to the ham breakfast. We have a group of guys, and we had a good group out there this morning. John, the WATLY, was there, and about 20-some other guys. We had five, six tables, four on a table, so we had a good group out there, and had a couple of new guys, and so we had a great time, and then I brought one of the new guys back, and we did some prepping for his new radio he got this week, and he's getting that set up this afternoon. And as far as this year, we're gonna go down to Alabama again, as we do twice a year, but we're gonna be going down maybe for extra time because she's finishing up her medical training and gonna be graduating at least another level in March, I think it is. So we'll be down there with the grandkids, and they're living on a ranch with chickens and goats and a big, two, three big gardens, and so there's always something to do, and Grandma and Grandpa helped harvest the sweet potatoes last year, and we may get involved with some final preparations this time, but anyway, it's always interesting and exhausting sometimes, but anyway, that's all part of family life in the country, but we like it, and something like it is in Texas, I'm sure there. Rich, I got in late on this one here. I'm glad somebody got in early, but I got in late to, but I thought I heard you on the radio, so I thought I'd say, hello there, Richard, WB9CXT. This is AD8FK.
Yeah, to that ringing. I turned the audio down on the remote, in case you guys are wondering, why do I sound like I'm on the radio? Well, that's because I'm going through a repeater that has a IRLP in Iowa. I almost said Ireland, so it would be like, that would be a pretty far jump for VHF to go that far. But, yeah, thanks for checking in, Leonard, and, yeah, I think I asked you this question, and then I'll move on, because I can't remember if I did or not. But, when you went down there, did everybody ask you questions? Because they saw your plate, and they're like, wow, you drove all the way down here from Michigan. Did it surprise them?
I hope I waited long enough. I want to give a little bit of time here for the repeaters to switch over. You got an interesting net here with a broad audience all over the country. To answer your question, you know, people are pretty fluid nowadays, and so seeing Michigan plates down in Alabama, I'm sure you see Michigan plates in Texas there, so yeah, they might be a point of conversation if somebody has time. I use my call sign plate. You know, one of the highlights last year is I stopped and had a little eyeball-to-eyeball with another ham, and a third ham stopped by on his motorhome, and he saw our plates, and I think he recognized our call signs, because we all talk on a net every morning, and so there's a fun reunion there in the parking lot of the Cracker Barrel. We all met at Cave City, I think it was, Cave City Cracker Barrel, and had a good time. The other ham, he's from Florida, and I was from Michigan, and Lynn, he was from Glasgow there, just in back of the Cave City location. So, yep, it was an interesting, fun time. We ended up talking until about 11 o'clock at night. You know, we met about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and so it was a full night. So that's you meet people with amateur radio that you'd never meet otherwise. So that's the adventure of it. What do you think here, Richard? WB9CXT. This is AD8FK.
Yeah, that's just like, and I can say this for, you know, Roger and Kevin and them up in Maine. I have only seen two Maine plates, the state of Maine, in Texas, two different times. The only other plates I've seen so far, besides Oklahoma, because that's a short distance away, in Arkansas, I kind of exclude them because while they're, you know, they're far, they're kind of close. I would have to say is, what is another state I've seen? I've seen one New York plate, three Michigan plates, a few North Carolina plates. I'm starting to see more and more Washington, California, and what was the other state? Now I can't think of it. Well, it'll come back to me. But I've seen most of the state plates down here. But, yeah, Leonard, thanks for checking in. I'm glad you made it. I know most of you guys aren't always around for the net on Saturday, so I'm glad you guys show up. But thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9TS3.
Hey.
AC1, 50 Yankee Whiskey, George.
Alpha Echo Zero, Yankee Zulu. Brent checking in from north of the Twin Cities.
KC-1, 50 Yankee Whiskey, George, name.
I think I missed that a partial, so I'll need to fill. Let's see, ADZ. Wait, let me get it right. AE0YZ. KB1, I missed the last part, and I think there was another one station that tried to check in, a KC1. So, the KD1, give me the last part again.
Oh, Alpha 0, Mike Echo Kilo, I got a dog barking in the back one.
Alright, I got you. And the one station that tried to check in, go ahead.
KC1, Victor, Yankee Whiskey.
Okay, I see what messed it up. Kilo Charlie 1. Okay, I got it now. Okay, let's run through who we have, and we'll go with that. AE0YZ, good afternoon. How are you? And, how's things there? And do you have any plans for the beginning of this year that you're looking forward to?
Good afternoon, Richard. Everdale on the net. AE0YZ, Brent checking from north of the Twin Cities. We're doing good here. Finally enjoying a little sunshine here. It's been pretty overcast here the last week, so nice to see a little sun again. Yeah, we woke up to about a -5, and we're up to about 10 above now, so got a slight wind out there, so a little chill in the area, but other than that, not pretty nice outside, but major plans as far as any type of resolutions for the year. No major trips or anything planned as of yet. Everything's just kind of low-key, just kind of waiting for spring, so things kind of start to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, you and me both. I do not like winter time too much. I don't mind the occasional snow, but winter is not my favorite time of the year. I'm usually a spring or fall guy, not too warm, not too cold, right in the middle. So thanks for checking in. Good to have you. Let's see, where am I? Jason ZYW. Go ahead. If you didn't hear the question, I can repeat it. But how's your day going today? Over.
KC-1, 50 Yankee Whiskey,
Vince
George,
Dave Stone 5. Yeah, roger that, George. And you have any plans to start this year off from up in Maine?
We sure do. We're of course waiting for the snow. We've got snowmobiles up here, and they don't work well without a lot of snow. We haven't had any yet. And other than that, I just bought some new ham gear. I just got back in as a technician. 25 years ago, I had a technician's license, but now I'm going right to the general, so I can do some DXing. And this new electronics and digital stuff is all new to me. So I'm looking forward to quite a learning curve. Go ahead, Richard. Good to hear you. It's the first time I've done a net like this.
Yeah, definitely good to hear you, George, and welcome to the net. I usually break it up into different parts, but it depends on the number of people if I do that or not. So sometimes I run straight through, just getting check-in, announcements, somewhere in the middle, or sometimes I'll let people ask questions. But, usually I just have a random topic of interest or somewhat, and I ask people the questions. So thanks for checking in. You're the fourth person from Maine
Feel free to stop by any time. 3 p.m. Eastern time for you. Let's see, where am I? I hope I got this call right from the St. Louis station. K-A-0-N-C-E. Sorry if I botched your call. Go ahead. How is your day? And do you have any plans to kick off the new year? Go ahead. Well, I guess I botched that call, but that's okay. I'm sure they'll come back if I messed it up and check in again. And with that, I am at the bottom of the list. I'll go once or twice more for some check-ins before I start the 7-3 round. Don't worry, I'll come back and get some closing check-ins. So anybody else want to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CFT.
I'm 8, CLH, November 8, Charlie Lima Hotel. This is Wade from Redford, Michigan.
Waterford, give it to me twice. You are pretty noisy. Give me a call twice in phonetics, please.
Okay, I bumped the power up now. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, keep it right there. I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Okay, the call is Whiskey Victor, India, Julia.
I got it that time. Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet, Greg. All right. And then November 8, Charlie Lima Hotel. I've got you. Did I miss anybody else, or did anybody else want to check in? Come now, WB9COC.
Control, KF8WF, Warren, Michigan.
Alright, KF8CWF, I hope I got that right. So let's work this down. I'll call one more after, and then we'll wrap up from there. So November, let's see, let me make sure I'm looking at the right call. November 8, Charlie Lima Hotel, Wade. Good afternoon, how are you, and you have any plans to kick off the new year? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, this is MHCLH. Got some plans, and I'm studying for my general right now. Hopefully get a HF rig once I get my savings back up, and then mount some external antennas. Right now my VHF, UHF antennas in my attic. So hopefully when the weather breaks, so put it outside, and then figure out a HF rig after I get my general license and figure out the antenna for that. And probably got to set up the honeymoon for my wife. We just got married back in June, and we did a mini moon, but not like a honeymoon, so better not let that go by too long. She might be asking questions. But yeah, that's about it for me for 2025 plans. I'm sure things will come up, and just got to get those done too. But yep, an ACLH back to them.
What's the question, Kevin and Jay? How's out of the room?
No, I think I hit the button too soon there. Somebody said something. Go ahead, WB9CFP.
WB9CFP, I believe it was, K-0-M-K. But I missed the question. I got called out of the shack for a minute.
Oh, you're good. The question question is, what are your plans to start the new year? Taking a trip or buying a new radio, you know. What do you have going on? That's today's question.
Day at a time. I can't buy any radios. They run no money. Now I'm just working this stupid winter storm that's bearing down on them and seeing that way if I survive this. Just one day at a time. Pretty active with the storm spotting weather forecasting. So I'm reviewing lots of different YouTube videos the past couple of days, waiting to see which one pans out. I'm in Missouri, a little west of St. Louis. They're saying that we're supposed to be in a heavy, wintry mix. I hope it's all three. No freezing rain. Nothing moves in freezing rain. If freezing rain will knock the power out, then I am SOL. I have gas in the house, propane in the house, but the radio runs on electric. Don't know how well the batteries are holding up outside on triple charge. So I don't know. Take it one day at a time, kids. If I have to hit the truck to talk, there won't be a whole lot of long distance communication. It's strictly local.
Yeah, I used to live in Waynesville, so I'm familiar with the weather in Missouri in general. But thanks for checking in, and good to hear you. W-A-Z-I-J, Greg or Craig, I'm not sure because you were still noisy, but I got the call. Go ahead, how's your day? And you have anything for the beginning of this year? Any plans? Go ahead.
I hope you're still entertaining. This is W-A-T-I-J with you.
Try for a little extra, but getting frustrated, getting disenfranchised by the corporation. So, no big plans. Got to save some money in case I do decide to pull the plug. Other than trying to buy a little bit more radio equipment, because I've only got two ham radios right now. This mobile that I'm using is a base and a handheld. So, other than that, we're just going to try and live and be happy. KF8TWF, back to net control.
That at least sounds like a plan. Yeah. And get everyone going for your general. In my butt. Now's a good time to be taking it. It's fun. I'm a general thinking about going for my extra thinking. But you can have plenty of fun with the general class. Just make sure you watch your band limits so you don't actually go, try that again, accidentally go into the extra portions of the HF band. Always keep a band plan handy. So with that, let's go all the way up to the top of the list and start the 7-3 round. Don't worry, I will come back and get check-ins at the very tail end. So let's go up to the top here and see if Ken is still around. KF0JHO, WB9CSP, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over.
KF0JHO, this is Ken. Richard, thanks again for running the net. It's always a pleasure to hear everybody's stories, and I always learn a lot. So, KF0JHO.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for checking in, and it's good to hear you. Let's see. Chad, W9HF, go ahead at the 7-3 round, W9CFC.
This is 73, I think he called me out. I ran away from home just since the last time you talked to me.
I can tell you're a long way from the house. I'll go ahead and take Erica with you for the 7-3, since she probably won't get in better than you unless if she's at home. But thanks for checking in, you guys. W8TOY, John, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Amazing. It's pretty good, Richard. I'm not that far from home, so it's going to be a 90 shift.
Yeah, there you go. Now I can hear you. Yeah, if you want your turn at the 7-3 round, since you're coming in a little better there, you can, WB9CFP.
Yeah, if you want to pick up Eric, it's up to you. It's up to you.
Alright, we'll give it a try. Field Delta 9, Victor Bravo X-ray. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, New York, WB9CSP.
Yeah, we're out and about. It doesn't feel as cold as they say. Our food is showing up, so I'm going to let space everything.
KQ4SKV checking in.
Yeah, roger, that was that KC4KV, did I get that right?
KQ Q4SKB.
Roger that. Well, since the list is on, and I was going through the 7-3 round, I'll come up to you first, so that way you don't have to wait. I'll make it kind of brief. How's your day? What's your plans for the start of this year? And how's the weather there? Go ahead.
Yeah, the weather's fine here in Florida. It's a little chilly, around 50-something degrees. My day's doing pretty good, and yeah, my plans for the year is to move up to the next class via general at the end of the year. Back to you.
Sounds like a good plan. I like the sound of the familiar extra class thing, but thanks for it. And hopefully you'll stop again. John, if you're still there, go ahead to, at the 7-3 round, W-8-T-O-Y, W-B-9-C-S-T.
Hey.
Yeah, still here. Always enjoy the Saturday afternoon. It's nice hearing from people all over country and sometimes other countries, so makes it very interesting, and you always have a good subject, so that makes it that interesting also. So everybody stay warm if you're in the north, and if you're far enough south that you need to worry about staying cool, well, I'm jealous. Everyone have a good day now. This is WTOY 73.
Thanks for checking in, John. It's good to hear you. Glad you were able to stop in. KC1VLK, Kevin, if you're still there, go ahead up to 7-3 round.
Not much to say. I just want to say it was a nice group today. Just seemed, I should say. Really enjoyed it. Nice to hear everybody from all different places, all part of the world here that we all live in. And I just want to hope you guys all stay warm. If you're live in a cold area, cold state, stay warm and stay safe, and all have a good weekend, and God bless you, and enjoy the week. Back to you.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I don't like the cold too much, but I deal with it. So it is what it is. KA1USA, WB9CSP, go ahead to 7-3 round, Roger, if you're still there. Alright, I guess Roger took off. So that's alright, let's see, where am I? KF0MXV, that always gets me. WB9ST, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Let's try Leonard, ADAFK. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Thank you, Richard. It's been good to listen a little bit. I've been in and out of the shack here, so I haven't been able to stick at the radio for very long, but good to hear you, and I admire your faithfulness and diligence in calling the net and preparing for it. I threw another log in a fireplace for you, so we're going to be warm here for the next few hours. In fact, we'll probably keep the fire going for the next 8 to 10 days, it looks like. As long as it's below freezing, we'll probably keep it going. And I usually keep it going through the night as well. It does add a little comfort level to the home. And again, I'll send it back to you, and we'll try to tune in next week.
WB9CXT, this is AD8FK.
Yeah, definitely, Leonard. Good to hear from you guys. I always like hearing my regulars come back, and the new people, too. They turn into regulars sometimes, so good to hear you. Thanks for stopping in. AE0YZ. Go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CST. Alright, I guess YZ is gone. Let's see, Cheeto Charlie 1, Victor Yankee Whiskey, George, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
KC150 Yankee Whiskey, George, well, 73, see, it's great to check into this for the first time. I've never done this before, so it's great listening to you, and I'll be back again.
Yeah, my pleasure, George. Thanks for stopping in. Glad you have a taste for the net. And hopefully another person who checks in every weekend. Good to hear you. Let's see. I got that call, but I'll try them. Kilo Alpha Zero Mike Charlie Echo. I think that's the one I missed. Anyways, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFT. I guess I disappeared. So, November 8th, Charlie Lima Hotel, Wade. Go ahead, WB9CST.
Well, thanks for doing the net. This is, I think, my second time on here. You guys all have a great week. NHCLH is clear. 73.
Alright, thank you, Wade. Good to hear you. We'll try Greg if he can. Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST. And last on this list is Kilo Fox, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. I had to read my writing there for a minute.
Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. First time checking into your net. Been just running around on these repeaters trying to figure things out, learn it, so I appreciate you allowing me to be part of the net. And everybody down in Florida and then those places, I'm sorry it's 50 degrees down there, but it's a lot colder up here in Michigan. We just happen to have a cold snap, and we're going to try and suffer through it. 73s, Kilo Foxtrot, 8, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. Back in that control.
Roger that. Thank you for checking in. I hope you have fun in ham radio. Alright, so that brings me to the end of that round, and now I will call for late check-ins before I close. Anybody, anywhere, any mode, wishing to check in, come now. WB9CFP in the everything net.
This is November 8th, and Radio Papa, NHJOB, John and Alpha.
Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Mike Whiskey, Joe, Harper Woods, Michigan.
Kilo Echo 9, Bravo, India, November, Josh in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Alright, anybody else before I take these last three people here? from now, WV9TSP.
Romeo Foxtrot Zero, Romeo Foxtrot Echo.
Alright, I will stick the shish kebab, the pen, the needle with you, RSE. You are the last person on the list. So, don't worry, guys, you can get in next week. Let's take what we have and go with these last few. So, in 8JRP, John, how are you? Thanks for catching the tail end. And do you have any plans for the new year? Any radio, vacation, something like that? What's today's question? Go ahead. If it works for you, sorry for the breakup. But thanks for stopping in. And the very last person to wrap us up will be KF0RFE. Go ahead, how was your day? And what's your plans to kick off the year? Go ahead.
Hey.
This is Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Romeo Foxtrot Echo. Roger, it's a beautiful sunny day here in Chile, Minnesota, about 8 degrees Fahrenheit outside. So it's a little bit nippy, as we would say here. It's been a beautiful day to enjoy the sun, though. For the new year, you know, I've just got this new UHF, VHF, Yaesu STM150RASB. Seems to work fairly well for me. And I just happened to run into the net scanning through the band, and I was wondering, you know, I don't see this repeater, the 144.445, on the list of repeaters here in this area. I was just wondering how I will, you know, because I hear a lot of people from all over, so I'm assuming they're all using Echolink to get into the net. Where is this repeater located that I'm talking on? Over.
Well, if I had to guess which one I think you're coming in on, it's one of the Minneapolis repeaters, probably the Minnetonka one, if it's the one I'm thinking of the frequency you gave me. But, yeah, it's connected to Echolink, which comes to the Handy EM conference server, which in turn, yes, is how I have it connected, is through the conference server Echolink. I'm coming through an IRLP node right now, connected to a different part of it. But, yeah, it meets here every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. It's called the Everything Net. Back to you.
Thank you so much for that information. I just wanted to be able to program it into the radio so it's easy to find. And 2 p.m. Central on in Minnesota right now, it's 3:23 p.m. That's great. I'll put that on my calendar. This is Camp Zero RFE, back to net.
And with that, folks, that is a wrap. We have, let's see, 21 seconds. I had to recount myself. I'd like to thank everybody who checked in, the nodes, repeaters, and simplex links, and most importantly, you guys, because without you, there would not be a net. We hope to hear you back this Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. If you would like more information about this net and other ways to connect to it, you can go to my webpage, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, WB9TFT.Weebly, Whiskey Echo, Echo Bravo Lima Yankee.com, or to my QRZ page. It's all right there. 7-3, thank you for checking in, and give me a moment to disconnect everything. WB9CFT.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Thank you. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.